This is Radio Catskill. According to Acting District Attorney of Sullivan County, Brian Canty, a significant seizure of narcotics occurred in the village of Monticello. During the early morning hours of January 4th, a no-knock search warrant occurred at the inn in Monticello, resulting in the arrest of Lito Solis. According to the DA, Solis was found in the possession of more than 8 ounces of crack cocaine and 6 grams of fentanyl, with the intent to sell. The arrest stems from an investigation headed by the New York State Police Violent Gang Narcotics Enforcement Team with the assistance of Sullivan County's DA's office. Solis was charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance in the first degree, a Class A1 felony, among other charges. According to the DA, following Solis' arraignment, Solis was remanded to Sullivan County Jail without bail by the Village of Liberty Justice Troy Johnstone. Canty said the quality of narcotics seized here endangers the Sullivan County community at large. His office remains committed to prosecuting those who profit off the backs of Sullivan County residents suffering from the dangers of drug addiction. Recently, Acting DA Canty was appointed co-chair of the Sullivan County Drug Task Force, a position once held by his predecessor, Megan Galligan. Sullivan County continues to have the highest number of overdose deaths caused by opioids and fentanyl in New York State outside of New York City. According to the annual report by the New York State Department of Health, a number of overdose deaths involving any opioid increased each year between 2010 and 2017, with an overall increase of 200%. For more local news, tune into The Local Edition weeknights at 6:30. For Radio Catskill, I'm Patricio Roballo.